The Washington Post reports that the Treasury Department is asking federal agencies if they can delay upcoming payments to buy time as the U.S. gets closer to an expected default on its bills.
The Bipartisan Policy Center released a report today finding an elevated risk of default between June 2nd and June 13th. President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy emerged from yesterday's meeting yet again with no deal, though McCarthy called the meeting productive. So what are the sticking points and possible areas of agreement right now? Katie Edmondson joins us to explain. She covers Congress for The New York Times. Hello, Katie.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Katie, one topic that's come up is putting a limit or a cap on future spending. Now, that was part of an agreement between the White House and Congress back in 2011. So what's being discussed now, and where are the fault lines between the two parties?
Well, I think it's a really important place to start because spending caps are likely going to be the center of any deal that President Biden and Speaker McCarthy ultimately agree to. And that's largely because that has been one of the central demands put forward by House Republicans, is that they want to see the federal government spend less money next year than we did this past year. And so, again, I think that is going to be a central part of the deal. But it is something that Democrats are fiercely resisting. They want to continue spending money for programs that help people in need, for education, for climate change. And so that's really one of the central areas of friction that we continue to see here, is trying to figure out where to put those spending caps.
Though it does seem that the Democrats might be willing to possibly cap discretionary spending, something that they had said they wouldn't do. Why are they signaling that they might do this now?
Well, that is sort of where the negotiations are centered on. Discretionary spending is, of course, spending that does not include funding for key programs such as Medicare or Social Security. And, you know, the reality of having a Republican-controlled House is that Congress every year passes spending bills out of the House and Senate onto the president's desk to set funding levels for government agencies, government programs. And the reality is, with Republicans in control of the House, the White House was not expecting to see spending increases anyway. So the idea that at the very least we were going to see a spending freeze anyway was something that the White House had anticipated when Republicans took back the House.
Okay. And there's also a fight over work requirements for some of the federal social safety net programs. Now, the food stamp program already has some work requirements, though certain states have exempted residents. There's a waiver. It's complicated. So is beefing up work requirements still on the table?
It is. That is another area that conservatives in Mr. McCarthy's conference really want to see him fight for. It's something that has been sort of central to Republican orthodoxy for quite some time, is that there should be tougher work requirements on some of these programs, such as food stamps. There's a program called Temporary Assistance for Needy Families that is also on the negotiating table here. And as you mentioned, they're not talking necessarily about new work requirements, because there already are work requirements for these programs. They're talking about toughening them. And what we have seen from President Biden is some openness to really haggling over those details.
They're also facing off over how long a potential deal would last before they have to raise the debt ceiling again. So what's the issue here with timing?
Well, that's right. The White House is looking to try to, you know, avoid having to do this again in the next year or 2 years. But the House Republicans are looking for a shorter term deal, in part because the idea of raising the debt ceiling is fundamentally anathema to some of their members. In fact, when some of their members passed the Limit, Save, Grow debt ceiling bill, it was the first time for many of them that they had ever voted to raise the debt ceiling. So their thinking is that they would want to do something smaller, more incremental. And so that is yet another point of contention here in these negotiations.
Okay. And just quickly, when you look at all these sticking points, do you think they're coming closer together?
You know, I do think that we're seeing some real movement here. I don't know when they might be able to have a deal in hand, but certainly the clock is ticking. We have a June 1st deadline, and in order to not default, we're going to need to see them broker some sort of compromise soon.
Okay, Katie Edmondson covers Congress for the New York Times. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.